say I'm still not sure what sugisug we're learning. For today, we're learning Birchas Hamazon, which is a fascinating sugya. Maybe we'll continue with that later on. In the meantime, we'll leave Nesias Kapayim behind. I think we covered quite a lot in Nesias Kapayim. There's still, you know, a lot to do. But let's start this new sugya for today. But Bosai, what I want to focus our attention on today is the question of Birchas Hamazon Doraisa, Birchas Hamazon Dorabonon. There's no question that the Iker Chi of Birchas Hamazon is Doraisa. And Les Man de Paul, that's Milsa de Pshit. So if I was focused not on the Matbea, but rather on the Iker Chi of Birchas Hamazon, that's Doraisa. But when we get to the Matbea, when we get to the brachas themselves, it becomes a little bit of a bumpy ride, a more complicated ride. As far as the Ikar Chiyuv Doraisa, Birkas Hamazon, the Rambam, you'll see on the fourth source on your page, his introduction to Hilchos Brachos, he says, Yesh B'chol Mitzvah Saseh Achas, there's one Mitzvah Saseh Minat Torah in the entire Hilchos Brachos, V'hi Levarchas Hashem Agol V'HaKodesh Achar Achilu. So that clearly is Doraisa. And that we'll see in the Gemara Brachas on Daf Chaf Aleph Omer Aleph Omer Rabbi Yehuda Minayin LeBirchas Hamazon LiAchreha Minat Torah. So we're not talking about Birchas HaNenim, we're talking about the bracha after you eat. And how do we know it's Minat Torah? Shenemar V'Achalta V'Savata Uveirachta. So that pasuk serves as the source for the mitzvah d'oraisa of Birchas Hamazon. The Gemara picks this up again on Daf Mem Ches Amid Beis, and that's probably the Iker Sugya for us today. And quotes a Brisa, Tanur Rabbanan, Minayin LeBirchas Hamazon Min HaTorah, Shenemar V'Achalta V'Savata U'Veirachta. And the Gemara now takes apart this pasuk piece by piece. The first part of the pasuk says, V'Achalta V'Savata U'Veirachta. Zu Birchas Hazon, meaning we're thanking Hashem for the mizonos. And then it says, Hashem es Hashem Elokecha, zu birchas hazimun. Okay, that's not for us now. Ala oretz, right, the next part of the pasuk is ala oretz, zu birchas haoretz, which is the second bracha of Birchas Hamazon. Then Atova is already the third bracha, zu bonei Yerushalayim. How do we know that Atova is Yerushalayim? Bechenu Omer, he quotes the Pascha Har Alavon Hazer Atov Al Zev Al Fanon, and then he even brings an allusion here to the fourth bracha Asher Nasan Lach Zo Atov Ami. So we'll come back to that later, but suffice it to say that the Gemara in two places derives Birkas Hamazon Min Torah from Pasuk. So I don't think we can have any debate about that. Just to add a little bit of teeth to this argument that Birchas Hamazon is Doraisa, the Gemara in Masechet Brachos on Daf Chaf Amid Beis has a suffix. The Gemara vacillates back and forth whether Noshim are Chayos beBirchas Hamazon midoraisa or midrabbana, and the Nafkamina is whether they could be motzi men in their Chiyuv Doraisa if their Chiyuv is only Dorabbana. Right, Iyamit Doraisa. If I hold that Noshim Achayovas Doraisa, then Osi Doraisa Mapik Doraisa. But Iyamit Rabbanon, Havi Einu Mechuyiv B'Dov, Kosh Einu Mechuyiv B'Dov, Einu Motzi Yisaram Yidei Chovasa. So the Gemara vacillates about the status of Noshim vis-a-vis Birkas Hamazon. The implication is clearly, as far as Anoshim is concerned, that there is a Chiyuv Doraisa. If Noshim are Pturis Midoraisa, which is the whole sugi over there, then they're only chayav as derabbanan, and they can't be motzi men because men are chayav midoraisa. And that all culminates with what we saw in the Rambam in his introduction to Hilchos Brachos, that we're dealing with one mitzvah saseh, and that's v'achalta v'savata uveirachta. That's a mitzvah doraisa. What I want to focus on today, and this is what really baffles my mind, is how do you understand the breakup of Birchas Hamazon into three brachos. Again, the fourth bracha, we'll talk about it as a separate category, Atova Meitim, but the three brachos, how do we understand them? Meaning, the Matbeashal bracha, the Nusach HaBracha, cannot be Doraisa. I can't find it anywhere in the Torah.
So how do I reconcile the fact that on the one end, the Ikar Chiyuv is Doraisa, and yet on the other end, the Matbeah Shel Bracha is certainly not Doraisa?
Why is that a problem?
Oh, so why is it not a problem, Shalom? Well, what's the answer? What I'm trying to do is sort of just push you against the wall so that you'll formulate what I think is the structure of our Shia today. What is the right formulation?
So I don't know about the structure of our Shia today.
Yeah. But if you give me the right answer, then it's...
In other words, there's an obligation that we have to Oraisa that says that you have to do something. But how you do it evolved over time. Right? Because it changed. Okay. It started out...
I don't need the evolved over time as much as I need the what? The matbeah shetokachos.
But that's what I mean. The matbeah evolved over time.
But again, leave out the evolved over time because that's just going to send you... Then you become a historian and that's not for us. Okay. This is not a class in history. What I'm saying is the following. There are two dinim in Birkas HaMazon. There's the Ikar Chiyuv, that clearly is what? Doraisa. There is the Matbeah, the Nusach HaBrach, that's clearly the Rabbana. The purpose of the Matbeah, of the Bracha, is to give us the ability to fulfill the mitzvah Doraisa.
That's all right, man.
I get caught up in the nusach.
It's not tefillah, same
thing. Ooh, excellent. And Mitch is pointing out, how do we compare this to tefillah? And for that, we have a shita mekubetzes in brachas. And I think the shita mekubetzes deserves, that should be on your page 2, I think, is the shita on page 2. I don't remember what page it's on. The Shita Mekubetzes deserves a PhD here because he's going to say there's a major breakthrough here. Even though the structure, as you point out very well, of Tefillah Doraisa with the Matbeah Shetokach Chacham Derabanan parallels, it's a mirror image of Birkas HaMazon Doraisa and the Matbeah Shel Bracha Derabanan, says the Shita Mekubetzes, they're fundamentally different. But we're not ready for that yet. You know, so you have to give me a little time to... But you're right, Mitch. From the get-go, it would seem that what we're saying here in Birkas HaMazon is nothing more than a reflection that's almost the mirror image of what we saw in Tefillah. The difference between the two is going to be the chiddush of the Shita Mekubetzes in this Sugyat Brachos that we want to study today. But before I go on, let me just formulate the following principle. We have here a matbeah, very unique matbeah shetovu chachamim, because it dates back to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Yoshua, to David HaMelech, to Shlomo HaMelech, and what these matbeah, these various expressions or formulations are meant to give us the ability to fulfill the mitzvah Doraisa. So I would like to make the following distinction, and this is going to be the framework for our discussion today. There's the Ikar Chiyuv, there's the Matbeah. The Ikar Chiyuv is what I call the Tochen, for lack of a better word. If anyone has a better word, please tell me. The Tochen of these Brachos is Doraisa. The way I fulfill my Chiyuv Doraisa is through the Tochen of the Brachos. The Tochen meaning the substance, the theme. Each Brach has a theme, and each one of these themes is Doraisa, and it's part of the Ikar Chiyuv. How to formulate that theme, how to express it in words, that's already my Be'er Shetovu Chacham. That's going to be something that we'll get from Moshe, and from Yeshua, and from David Shlomo, and from Anshe Knesset.
Right. How do you know that? With the original question that you just read there before, about whether the Chiyuv is Doraisa or not, for Nashim, what was the Havamina?
So that's the sugya over there, because you have to be part of Chalukas Eretz Yisrael according to Rashi, according to Tosfos. You have to be part of what do you say?
Brischa.
Of Brischa, whether it's Bris Mila, whether it's Torah. Again, I don't want to get off on a tangent because that's the sugya in Masechet Brachos Daf Chav. I only quoted that sugya, Alan, in order that you see one point. What do you derive from the fact that the Gemara wants to know if a woman can be motzi a man in Birkas HaMazon? That Birkas HaMazon is Doraisa. The whole predicate, the whole premise, underlying premise of that sugya is that Birkas HaMazon is Doraisa. So then I ask you the question, if Birkas HaMazon is Doraisa, how do I fulfill that mitzvah? It's really a pella. The Torah gives me a mitzvah, and I don't know how to fulfill it. Okay, this is going to be a complicated question for today. But what I think is the answer is that the matbea shetov chachamim is the way in which it's the, shall I say, the lamais of the practical implementation and achievement of that chiyuv d'oraisa.
Why do you say that the themes are the eraser? What?
Give me a few minutes. If I don't convince you, you're the jury. No, you know, you decide that I'm guilty as accused. But if I succeed, I want to show you that the themes of these three brachos, I can't go to the fourth brach, that's more complicated. The themes of these three brachos are d'oraisa. And we're going to try to prove is that what I'm suggesting is not sort of some sort of far-flung shita. You know, I found a Rishon, you know, somewhere in the middle of nowhere, you know, and I was medayik, and I'm going to try to prove to you over and over again, from all the Rishon, until we get to the Ramban. He's the one who's going to complicate the story today. Oh, and I'm a big fan of the Ramban, but in this case, I think it's everyone against the Ramban. Okay, that's what I want to get to. So if you have the patience to bear with me, we'll go step by step. Where is my source for the premise that all three brachas are d'oraisa? Again, the matbea is not d'oraisa. That's clearly d'rabbanan. But the essence of each bracha, the hodah, the thanksgiving that each bracha expresses, is part of the chiyuv d'oraisa. My source is the Rif, and I think that's what I call an ilan gadol. You know, that's. Where does this riff come from? So let's go through a sugya, again, superficially, we're not going to get into all the heavy details of the sugya, that we once covered here a few weeks ago, maybe a few months ago, I should say, about the pollen. The pollen are up on the top of the tree, and we cannot disturb them. Or at least, we cannot disturb them as far as a mitzvah d'rabbanan is concerned. And that we're going to have to look the other way for the sake of their shibud, their responsibility to give every moment of that time for their employers. And therefore the Mishnah tells us, and the Gemara quotes a brisa to this effect in Brachos, Daf Tezvav, Tav Tezayin, HaPolim Shayu Osim Malacha Eitzel Balabayis Korin Kriyat Shema. Why Kriyat Shema? Again, if the rule is, it depends on Doraisa Derabbanan, Kriyat Shema is d'oraisa. That we happen to get. Again, which parasha of Kriyat Shema is going to be a whole debate. And then it says, again, I'm skipping the word mispalim for the time being, the ochlin piton, and this is a pella, you know, this is reminds me, l'havdil elf ha'vdolos v'aninus, it says here, the ochlin piton v'ein mevarchen aleh. You know, ask a student in yeshiva as a quiz question to give you two scenarios in which you don't make a bracha on a piece of bread. And he'll tell you, Mesa Mutal, the fun of if he's a lamdan, and he'll tell you this brisa in Masechta Brachas, he's a poel on the top of the eel. However, Avol Mevarchin L'Achrel. Now, I stopped deliberately in the middle of a sentence. It's very unfair to do that. But I just want to make one point. From the fact that the brisa distinguishes between bracha lefaneh and bracha l'achreh, what do I conclude? Lefaneh, brachas hanenem is d'rabbanan, l'achreh is d'oraisa. The only problem is the next word in the brisa. And the brisa says, shtai. And this is what's going to get Tosfos and the Rif, you know, get them started here. Rashi already points out, from the get-go, Rashi says, ein mevarcha lefaneh, we're going to drop the bracha before. Why? She'ena min HaTorah. It's only min Rabban. So Kriyat Shema they have to say, but Bracha Lefaneh not. Again, you and I might think, how long does it take to recite the Bracha Lefaneh? My gosh, it'll take you less than a second. But we're in a conceptual world. Aval Mevarchen L'Achreh, says Rashi, She'hi min HaTorah. This doesn't surprise us. Birchas HaMazon is d'oraisa. We started with the Gemara in Brachas Chaf Alf, and we went to the Gemara Brachas Mem Ches, and then we saw the Rambam in his introduction to Hilchos Brachas. We saw the Gemara Daf Chaf, can a woman be motzi a man? Again, we're seeing the same point that we've emphasized from the beginning, and that is that Bracha L'Achreh is d'rabbanan. These d'oraisa. But now we're at the cutting edge, because now we're getting to the question of how to fulfill exactly which brachos constitute the kiyum of ikar chiyuv min haTorah of Birkas HaMazon. And the answer is, let him make two brachos. What's the implication, Rabosai? How many of the brachos are d'oraisa? Two, correct? Because he says, mevarchim lachrei hashtayim. Now Rashi's going to have a whole sophisticated approach here, that the word shtayim, it really doesn't mean shtayim. What does it mean?
Three.
Because what we're going to do is, Rashi holds that we can integrate the second and third brachas, because Rashi says that Haaretz and Yerushalayim are domo zula zu, and therefore we can somehow combine them together. Okay? The Gemara is not going to be so happy about that, but that's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos, and that's what I really want to call your attention to, Tosfos seems to be assuming that the poel on top of the Yod is only going to recite two brachas and only two brachas. He doesn't have Rashi's very sophisticated, integration of bracha number two with bracha number three. So Tosfos now has a kasha. The afal gavdi midoraisa hem. What does it mean, midoraisa hem? He is reciting two brachas, Rabosai. So what's his cash over here? Exactly. Tosfos is asking the cash of Rashi, but with an entirely different approach. In fact, I would say the following. Rashi answers the kasha, whereas Tosfos kowtows to the kasha. Tosfos admits that the kasha is an unanswerable question, meaning that Enochinami, the third bracha is d'oraisa. And Pilei Plum, how do we justify the fact that the poel does not have to recite the third bracha? Zav Tosfos Yesh Koach Biyad Chachamim Lakar Dover Min HaTorah. Tosfos, what word am I looking for? Exercises, flexes the muscle, activates the principle of Akira's Dover Min HaTorah. Now you and I would say, well, the Torah requires you to recite the third bracha. How can you just drop it? Okay, but poel, you're a nice guy, you're a poel, you're committed, and all the galagutah zachen, but what about a mitzvah d'oraisa? Says Tosfos, the Chachamim are going to activate Akiras Dover Min HaTorah. Again, for this we'd have to learn the sugya in Yevamos about Yesh Kof Yad Chachamim, is it B'kuv Vaseh, is it B'shei V'alta, is it Agam, is it sugya, we could be here for another month. But one thing I see clearly, that Tosfos holds all three brachas of d'oraisa. Again, I re-emphasize my opening point, that my Be'eshel bracha could not possibly be d'oraisa, because that nusach is given mid-rabbanan, it's not in the Torah. But I would say that what we're talking about is the tochen ha-bracha, the subject of which we are thanking, expressing gratitude to Hashem, that is a requirement min ha-Torah. And we'll come back to Rashi in a few minutes in Mirsa Hashem. But that's Tosfos's approach.
But the Gemara itself talks about the combination of Bracha 2 and Bracha 3. So how does Tosfos...
Yeah, that's fine. But Tosfos is of the opinion right now, at this point, that you cannot combine two Brachas into one. Why? Because every Bracha requires one theme. And one theme only. By integrating two Brachas into one, you've got to reduce three brachas to two, and the Torah requires three separate brachas, and that's a din d'oraisa, which the chachamim have to be okay, because yesh koch biyad chachamim lakar dover min haTorah. So if you're counting down on your page, we have here, I think it would be the fifth source on your page that concludes with Tosfos, correct? The Tosfos. And now I want to see, where does Tosfos get this from? How does Tosfos know that this, the secret number here on a d'oraisa level, is three? Where does he get it from? And the answer, I believe, is the second source in your page. Just maybe we didn't pay attention to it and read it carefully as we should. But Tosfos is really pointing his finger to that source. And the Gemara says in Brachos Memches Amid Beis, Torah Rabbanu Minayim LeBirchas HaMazon Min HaTorah. And what I believe the Gemara is asking is a twofold question. There's one question that I think is sort of implicit. It's swallowed up in the explicit question. The explicit question is, where does it say in the Torah that I'm obligated to recite a bracha after I eat. But I think the way Tosis is reading this price, the Gemara is asking even a further question. And that is, what is the tochen that the Torah requires? What are the themes or the substance of that bracha? And that's why the Braisa is going to take apart every single word. I would call it a dissection of every single word in this pasuk. The Torah says, "V'achalta v'savata uberachta." Okay, uberachta. But what am I supposed to be saying in this uberachta? What is the requirement? How do I fulfill uberachta? And the answer is three brachas. Again, you have a kashi about the fourth bracha, hatova meitiv, al haruge beita, whatever it might be, but three brachas. Why? Because the Torah continues. And it says, v'achalta v'savata uveirachta, etc., etc., al ha'aretz hatova. And it means that al ha'aretz hatova is an integral part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of the Iker Chiv. Again, the specific way I formulate and express that will lead to the Rabbanah. And again, we come back to Mitch's paradigm from Tefillah. How exactly I should be mispalel, we'll leave that to the Chachamim, to Yanshi Knesset HaGdol, to the Matbeah Shetavu Chachamim. But in terms of what exactly I should be thanking Hashem for, says Tosfos, you've got to thank Hashem for A, B, and C. A is Zon, B is Aretz, and C is Yerushalayim. And if you're missing any of those three, then the only thing I could fall back on is Yesh Koch V'Yad Chachamim Lakor Min HaTorah. And therefore, if the Polim are only reciting two brachas, again, we have to see about the combination of the third bracha into the second, but two brachas is not going to do it. And the one who really, really hits the nail on the head is the Rif. The Rif is going to discuss, and this is going to be an entire discussion in Shulchan Aruch, what happens if you have a group of people and no one single person knows all the brachas. And the Rif is going to discuss the following. Let's say you have one person who knows two brachas, and another person knows the third bracha. And then you have one person knows one bracha, another person knows the second bracha, another knows the third bracha. And this could even happen Bizman Hazeh. It's very rare in our time because we have published Sidurim and Bezrils, whatever you call it. But back in the day, it was very common. Everything was sort of Balpeh. Maybe they wrote things down, you know, in manuscript form. But it was more common that this kind of scenario would come to the fore. And the sugya's on daf mem vav hamen aleph, tani chada birchas hamazon shnayim u'shlosha, tanya idach shlosha varbo. What is the significance of these numbers? So we can read this in Tosfos in the name of the Rif, or we can read it back in the Rif. It's pretty much identical. The Rif says hachi perusha. This is what the Gemara has in mind. Shnayim u'shlosha sha'achlu. The ein echad mehem yodea levarech birkas hamazon kula. We can't identify or single out one person who knows all three brachos. Ela echad yodea bracha rishona, hasheni yodea shnia shlishis veashlishis. Okay, this is a case where the second guy knows both brachos two and brachos three, but ein yodea bracha rishona. Oh, she'echad yodeh levarach bracha rishona, echad yodeh levarach bracha shnia, echad yodeh levarach bracha shlishis, chayovim bebirkas hamazon. Why? L'fi she'efshal levarach kol echad ve'echad mehem bracha achas shu yodeh, v'nimtzeis birkas hamazon ola mishnai mehem o mishloshta. Obviously, the emphasis here is on the possibility of eventually having all three brachas recited, even if we have to divvy them up. And this is codified by the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Tzadi Dalet Sif Gimel Shlosh Shachul Kecha Ve'Nechad Mehem Yodea Kol Brachas HaMazon Ella. And that Gimel, you see, that's the Magen Avraham, is a reference to the Magen Avraham. Ella Echad Yodea Bracha Rishona Echad Hashnia Echad Hashlishes Chayav Bezimun. Each one will recite the bracha that he knows. And here's what we have a Magen Avraham. Now the Magen Avraham begins here on the first page and continues at great length on the second page of Yemar Makomos. If you'll allow me, I would like to summarize the highlights of this Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that the Shulchan Aruch is based on the Rif, as we saw at Staf Lam and Dalet Amud Aleph and Dape a Rif in Brochus. And he says the following, that according to the Rif, if there's no one there who knows one bracha, okay, Lo Yivarech Klum, says the Magen Avraham. Why? Mishum de shalosh habrachos de birchas hamazon mi'akvo zuid. Pilei Tuan, he comes to the following conclusion. The Rif is only going to allow this birchas hamazon to go on because Ruve knows one bracha, Shimon knows the other two brachas, Ruve knows one bracha, Shimon knows the second, and Levi knows the third. But let's say you have a situation where one of the three brachas nobody knows, not Ruve, not Shimon, not Levi. Kuliyavolo pleading that bracha nobody knows. Lo yivarech klum. That's how the Magen Avraham interprets, and he paskins this way, la locha, the Rif. What does that tell you, Rabosai? If I were to ask you how many brachas are li'ikuva, what's the minimum? It's all three. You know, I don't understand something. Let's say one of the brachas is known to one of these three gentlemen, or to all three, it doesn't matter. And they don't know the other two brachas. Chach, let's at least be mevarech the first bracha. So what are you going to tell me? But mirabbanon, chazal, chachamim, my bash, chachamim, to mevarech the second bracha. And to mevarech the third bracha. Fine. But if I only have the first bracha, so because mirabbanon, I'm chayiv to mevarech the second bracha and the third bracha, therefore, I cannot fulfill my mitzvah d'oraisa. Yeah, I'm playing a pedagogic game, you understand what I'm saying? In other words, I'm imagining my phantom adversary here, you know, he's the skeptic. And I'm saying to my skeptic, I'm saying to my friend, wait a minute, you would admit to me that at least the second bracha and the third bracha are drabanan. So if you don't have someone who can recite the second and the third bracha, so what are you going to tell me? Don't start at all? You know, it's either all or nothing. Sure. Why? Sure. That's what I'm going to turn to my adversary. I'm going to say to him, you know, this phantom adversary, you know, I'm going to say to him, wait, okay, you won't be able to mekayim in the mitzvah derabbanan of three brachas. So, therefore, I shouldn't be mekayim in the mitzvah d'oraisa? If midoraisa one bracha suffices, then let me at least be mevarech that bracha. You know, there are rare occasions in Shas where the Rabbanan say all or nothing. You know, if you don't do it my way, then take the highway. You know, if you want to lean back like Beit Shammai, the Gemara has all Sugyan Sukkah, or at the beginning, then don't even be Makayan the Mitzvah Doraisa of Kriya Shema, which according to Beis Hillel would agree that at least the Mitzvah Doraisa you can fulfill. But that's not the Pshat here. The Rif is saying all three or nine. In fact, Magen Avraham goes even a step further. Listen to this. And he suggests that, let's say, for example, you have a suffix. You don't know if you recited the second and the third brachas. You know you recited the first bracha. You're not sure if you recited the second or the third. What would be your knee-jerk response?
Suffix d'oraisa.
Right? And what? Suffix d'oraisa. Well, no, you're already in the terrace. But I'm saying, knee-jerk response, which brachas should you recite?
Over again? I mean, what's that?
No, in other words, what I'm okay, maybe my question is not clear. I know I recited the first bracha, correct? I'm not sure if I recited the second or the third.
You're not sure?
I'm not sure. I have a suffix. So what should I do over here? If I apply the rule of suffix brachas lahakel, I shouldn't recite any brachas.
Right.
Right? And even if you want to say suffix lechumer in this case, okay, so repeat the second bracha and the third bracha. You had a suffix about that. If for some reason suffix lechumer. Says the Magen Avraham, you have to recite all three brachas. Why? Because you're dealing with the suffix d'oraisa, even vis-a-vis the first bracha. In other words, the way the Magen Avraham understood the Rif, that unless we can guarantee all three brachas, it's all or nothing, then we haven't fulfilled the mitzvah d'oraisa of Birkas HaMazon. So again, Rabbi Osai, what we're saying now is what we look in the Braisa on Daf Mem Ches Amid Beis, which is the second source of that page, and the Braisa says Ala Oretz Zu Birchas Oretz Hatova Zu Bonei Yerushalayim. This is not some sort of an Asmachta Derabbana. This is a Drasha Gemura that tells me what, and here we have to be very careful. Not that the Nusach HaBracha from beginning to end, Bracha A, Bracha B, and Bracha C is Doraisa. That's an impossible, untenable position. But the Tochen, the essence of each one of these three Brachos, the substance, the theme, is Doraisa. That's not an Asmachta. And the Raya is that if I only recited the first Bracha, or according to the Rif, even if I recited the first and the second, so I express my gratitude to Hashem for the mezonos that He gave me. I express my gratitude for the aretz that He gave me, but I said nothing about Yerushalayim. I haven't fulfilled my mitzvah d'oraisa of yachalta v'savat terat al aretz atova. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, number one, if, according to the Rif, you do not recite all three brachas, don't even begin. It's not worth a dime. Lo yaschil lo yivarch klum. Secondly, says the Magen Avraham, if you have a doubt as to whether or not you made one of the three brachos, it's safek d'oraisa l'chumra, and you may have omitted the mitzvah itself, the ikar achiyuv. Start from scratch and repeat the first bracha and kolshken the second and the third. And when I saw this, I thought to myself, you know what? The Rif, the Magen Avraham, like this is... This is too revolutionary for me. You know, it's too radical. But my goal for today is to try to convince you that the Rif does not stand alone, and that all the Rishonim, Kemat unanimous, again, until we get to the Ramban, they all agree with the Rif that these three themes, if you call these three motifs of Birkas HaMazon, all form the mitzvah d'oraisa of Birkas HaMazon.
But it's still only one mitzvah.
One mitzvah. But how do you fulfill that mitzvah? You have to fulfill the mitzvah with A, B, and C. It's Hazan, it's Ala Oretz, and it's Tova. Let's look at the Rashba. This is on your page 2. Hadi Amrina, the Rashba asks the following question. Moshe tikin lehem birchas hazan. Okay, so now let's go back to page 1 just for a second, and we're looking at the seventh source on your page, brachos daf mem ches amid beis. This is the Gemara earlier on the same daf. Keep in mind, the Gemara that we saw so far was quoting a braisa. And the Gemara interpreted the pasuk Uve Rachta Zubirkas Hazan Ala Oretz Zubirkas Haoretz Hatova Zubone Yerushalayim. But if we go a little bit early on the page, not a braisa but a statement of Rav Nachman, Moshe Tikein Li Yisrael Birkas Hazan Yoshua Tikein Li Birkas Haoretz David Shlomo Tiknu Bone Yerushalayim. So the Rashba wants to understand whether or not, I mean, I'm formulating this as a question, but it's not even a question in the Rashba's mind. Whether or not Rav Nachman was unaware or somehow denied what it says in the Braisa. Is there a theory here between Rav Nachman, who says that Moshe tikein lehem Yisrael, etc., etc., and the Braisa that derives it from a pasuk in Chumash? Says the Rashba, Hodi Amrinon, Moshe tikein lehem birchas hazan, Yoshua tikein lehem birchas haaretz, v'chulei. Kashali, I don't understand. Akaimel and Besamuk. We're going to quote a Braisa later on. The brachos elu, and I think the word elu here means what? Three. That's the magic number. Midoraisa ninhu. So how do I reconcile that? Moshe made this takana. Yoshua made this takana with the fact that they're all doraisa. And again, you see the Rashba's premise here is that all three brachos are doraisa. V'yishlomar. The matbea who shetovu lahem. The takana here was only the matbea, the specific formulation of the brachos. Dima deraisa. If you go back to the original abstract definition of the Ikar Chiyuv Birkas Hamazon with the Raisa before Moshe Rabbeinu? The answer is in Ratzon Liomer Beezem at Be'ashi Yirtze. As Mitch is, I'm sure, thinking this is exactly like a carved copy of what we know in Hilchas Tefillah, is Omra. Let him express it the way he wants to express it. V'yasu Moshe v'Yoshua v'David, so they came along. V'tiknu lahem at be'alachol achas v'achas bizmano. Okay, there's Shalom's favorite word, bizmano, right? This is the historical development. U'kidavrinim li'el v'perketzem v'varchim v'alkulam im omra sh'akol yotzo. What does he get from Ketzem of Varchim? Here's another Gemara that I should have put on the source sheet, but okay, we'll see it in the Rashba at least. Doth Memo Mipedics. Minyamin Raya, this shepherd named Minyamin, Basar di Ochal, after he ate, this is like a Hasidah Shemaisa, right? Omar, he took out his flute, right? And he said, Brich Mari Dai Pita, blessed is the master of this piece of bread. Omar Rav, and Rav says, Yotza. He fulfilled his mitzvah. Vakshinon, Maikom Mashmon, Afagav the Omer Veloshim Kol Yotza. The Kiddush was that you could say it in any language. You see, the Rashba has a problem here because how is he Yotze? He said Brich Rachmona Dai Pita, Mari Dai Pita. He didn't say anything about Aretz or about Yerushalayim. According to the Rashba, what does it mean when Rav says he was Yotza? So the Rashba wants to whittle down the Kiddush of Rav to say that all Rav meant to say was that even though he recited it in the vernacular, he didn't recite it in Lashon Kodesh, nevertheless he was Yotze. But in any event, even though you don't need the Matbeah Shetov Chachamim, but nevertheless you need to express these three dimensions, Ubevadai, the Kodim Kibush Haaretz, Ubin Yushalayim, Lo Yomrik, Matbeah Shom, Liachar Kibush, what changed after Kibush and the settlement of Eretz Yisrael, the building of Yerushalayim, was the Nusach HaBracha, the Matbea HaBracha, and that Matbea developed over the course of time, but the ideas themselves and the themes, they form the essence of Birkas HaMazon D'Oraisa. I want to show it to you another Rishon. Tosa Rosh says, David Ushlomo Tiknu Bonei Yerushalayim. Lo shelo baruch osa bracha shebo David Ushlomo. Don't think for a moment that they didn't recite this bracha until David came along, until Shlomo came along. Tola come on, later on in this same Amud, Darshinan kulu mikroi, we can derive them all from a pasuk. So we must have fulfilled that mitzvah d'oraisa before David and Shlomo came along. El David Ushlomo tiknu amadbea. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us more and more goodness, then they embellish this by formulating a specific nusach. But for sure, says the Tosa Rosh, we'll sit in the Meir in a second, these themes were an integral part of the bracha and the fulfillment of the Ikar Chiyuv D'Oraisa way before David and Shlomo. The Meir, Moshe Rabbeinu tiken lam Yisrael birchas hazon b'shash yer l'man, Yoshua tiken lam birchas haaretz b'shash nichnas l'aretz, David u'Shlomo tiknu lahem boni Yerushalayim, David tiken lahem bo al Yisrael amecha yishar mirecha, Shlomo tiken lam abayis hagod al hakodesh shenikra shimcha Allah. Says the Meiri, the afal pi shebisamuch, right in a few lines in the Gemara, Londua me'amikro. So what are you telling me, that Moshe made this takana and Yoshua and David and Shlomo? V'shekach gozer lo Moshe min haTorah. In other words, these three brachas are all min haTorah. Mikol makom heim tiknu lehem matbea. Again, the same shtickle Torah that we saw. The matbea itself is only drabon. So I'll stop here for just a second. Let's go back to the Mogen Avraham's question about someone who has doubts whether he recited all three brachos, and he wants to activate the principle of Sofik Doraisa L'Chumra, and he's got to recite all three brachos. If Lu Yitzur, if you had such a scenario where a person could testify that although I have doubts if I recited all these brachas, but I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt that I thanked Hashem for the good land and for the Yerushalayim, in such a case, Ein Hachinami would be only a Safik Derabbanan, because again, the Matbea is only Derabbanan. But if he definitely expressed in his own personal words the substance of this gratitude, and he covered all three bases, then he would be Yotzei as Mitzvah D'oraisa. The Afal Pishol Yachra Churban Hutzruchu Chachmei Ados L'Shano Samadbea. In other words, according to Miri, there are certain things that Shlomo Mel could recite that we can't recite. So our Nusuf is not exactly identical. The Anshe Knesset Gedolah over the course of time with the Churban Abayis had to make certain alterations. He said, "V'ktzas dvarma, they have ktzas dvarim," but certain main themes that were established by David and Shlomo, they still remain in our Matbea, Hashavas Malchus based David, etc., etc. Now I want to show you the Ritva, and all this is to lead up to the Shita Mekubetzes and get back to Mitch's point about the comparison between the structure of Birchas Hamazon and that of Tefillah. The Ritva says, "Shalosh brachos shel Birchas Hamazon." Yesh lahem ktsas nusuch min haTorah. What does that mean by ktsas nusuch min haTorah?
It's a theme.
The themes, exactly. The basic themes of min haTorah. So if you would pull out, you know, a few words, and we could take out Birkas HaMazon and do this exercise from each one of the three brachos, that would be min haTorah. The embellishment, that's already a takonas. Sharei, what's my proof to this thesis, says the Ritva? Hakosuv Omer, Yachaldu, is what Rakh Shabal Kechal Oretz and Tobish and Rosan Loch. Omra Torah, Shivarech al Masha Ochal. Umikan Tikin Moshe Birchas Azol. Correct, that's going to be the Nusuf of Rav Nachman. Who is it? Rav Nachman, right? Did I get that right? Yeah, of Rav Nachman. V'shiyavarech ala oretz, u'mikan tiken Yoshua birchas ha'oretz, v'shiyavarech al Yushalayim shehu atom, etc., etc., mikan tiken darshan birchas boni Yushalayim, etc., etc. V'achshav anu omrin v'hakei malchus cha'olenu, after the destruction. But again, the point I wanted to make in this Ritva is the Ritva is telling you that ktsas nusach, no, it's the bare bones of the nusach of each one of these three brachos is min haTorah. The embellishment and the form that it takes with the structure of Matbeah Shetov Chachamim, that's already a takana de Rabbanan. But the mikan, I think the key word here in the Ritva is the mikan, meaning you look at the bracha the way the Torah formulated it, and mikan tiken, right? It says al oretz, so therefore Yeshua formulated this Matbeah Birchas Oretz. It says hatov and Shlomo, and David and Shlomo formulated the Nusach of Bonei Yushalayim. But the most exciting, in my opinion, of all the Rishonim is the Shita Mekubetzes. Because he's the one who, I think, for the first time, gives us an in-depth analysis or a comparison between Tefillah and Birchas HaMazon, in terms of the structure of the Chiyuv D'oraisa, the Ikra Chiyuv, what we call, as opposed to the Matbea. And here he points out that there is a fundamental difference between the two, as similar as they seem intuitive. Says the Shita Mekubetzes, HaTov HaMeitid B'Yavne Teknua, that's already a much later Takana, V'Teknua B'Birchas HaZon, why was it attached to Mazon? So this has to do with the Yisod that once you're thanking Hashem for one thing, you have to thank Hashem for something else. V'im tomar hechi amrin hoch the Moshe v'Yeshua tiknu brachas halalu v'amrin v'somot the brachas halalu v'deraisin ninu the zelva kash, the old kash that all the Rishonim are asking. V'chitem, if you'll say mimat be'ah shalahem ka'amrin v'tikun, you'll tell me that Ein Hachinami, the bracha, so d'oraisa, the matbea is only the rabbanon. Hari tefila de ikra midoraisa midichsiv v'ula avdo b'chol avapchis avodah shebelev zui tefila u'mishum de matbea shalom midrabbanon amrina b'chol duchta b'chula dina de tefila de rabbanon. The Gemara says all over the place that tefila is only the rabbanon. Why? Because the Matbea is the Rabbanon? Are you going to say the same thing in Birchas Hamazon? No. In Birchas Hamazon, we're saying that the brachas are doraisa, even though the matbeah is only drabanan. You'll never find anywhere, he says in Shas, that Birchas Hamazon is drabanan, like you find in Tefillah. Yesh lomar, he wants to be machalik between Tefillah and Birchas Hamazon. Yesh lomar, the Tefillah lesle ikar matbeah shalom in a Torah. I would add the word klal, meaning there's no ikar matbeah, there's no miktas nusuch mina Torah at all. Ela kol shu modu mischanin sadile, a person expresses thanks to Hashem in whatever way, in whatever form, or he has a supplication and he requests something, is less lo shum nusuch midaraisa. The Torah doesn't guide you in any way midaraisa, according to the Shita Mekubetzes, to tell you these are the bases that you have to cover in the tochen, in the theme or substance of your tefillah. These are the motifs that you must touch on. No, it's pure. It's a pure hefkervelt over there. Whatever you want to say, he calls it a tefillah kolduhu. That's fine. Hilchah, therefore, the tefillah as we know it is completely derabbanan. The entire nusach from soup to nuts, from A to Z, is all derabbanan. Abel birchas hamazon. Oh no. There is a nusach min haTorah, meaning the Torah pinpoints specific themes that you have to express. The substance of your birchas hamazon is doraisa. Shut sarach levarich al mizono ulas kiro. You have to thank Hashem for mazon. It's not just, you know, shkarach God, thanks. You got to thank for the mazon. And not only that, lahazkir ha'aretz, he's got to mention the land itself. Ulahazkir Yerushalayim, and he has to mention Yerushalayim. And this is not just an asmata, this is a din doraisa, the darshin and atov, zu, and now on page 3, bone Yerushalayim. Ishtaka, so what comes out of this whole discussion? The kulo bekral be'edja. These three motifs are explicit in the Torah. And therefore, even though there are certain embellishments that the Torah doesn't require, and those are only the Rabbanon, but the themes themselves to express those expressions of gratitude, that is an absolute Torah requirement. Ein tzarach lomar beis hamikdash she'ivana b'meirav yomeinu. Maybe the mentioning of the beis hamikdash, I'm not sure exactly what the shita means, but maybe that's not doraisa, but Yerushalayim for sure is doraisa. Hilkov birkas hamazon kula b'doraisa. You will never find anywhere a suffix about this principle. Everywhere we're going to clap and we're going to applaud that birkas hamazon kula. Kula means in its entirety, all three brachas, is midaraisa. Sherei nuscha umatbea dvar ma'alol. Even the nusach itself is doraisa. That's the shita mekubetzes. So let's just summarize the comparison and the contrast between Birkas Hamazon and Tefillah. Tefillah, says the Shita Mekubetzes, is also a chiyuv doraisa fundamentally. But the matbeah of Tefillah is all derabbanan, from the beginning to the end, because midaraisa there's no specific matbeah that you have to express. But in the case of Birkas Hamazon, he says, the matbeah of the Shalosh Brachos is be'ikara doraisa, because there's an ikar chiyuv of three brachos, which incorporate, which include within them those three points that you have to express. Whereas in Tefillah, Nikra Din Doraisa, all you need is Tefillah, Tachnunim Kolduhu, he says, and Kol in Yono, Shalav Brachas, it's all a Matbea that was created by the Anshei Knesset Hagdola, and therefore the Chiddush is totally Derabbanan. That's why you'll find in Shas Tefillah Derabbanan. You'll never find in Shas Birkas Hamazon Derabbanan. That doesn't exist at all. And all this, I think, really stands on the shoulders of the Rif, that the Rif requires all three brachos to fulfill the mitzvah doraisa of Birkas Hamazon. And honestly, I would have been very happy to conclude the shiur at this point, except for the Ramban. Says the Ramban in his Hasogas to the Shroshim of the Sefer HaMitzvah of the Rambam, V'chein Amru B'Birkas HaMazon Shuvadai Min HaTorah. Okay, the Ramban is not going to go as far as to deny that Birkas HaMazon is Midoraisa, but nevertheless Amru they said in the sugya that we're learning now, Brachos Memchesam in Beis, Moshe Tikein Birchas Azon, Yoshua Tikein Birchas Aretz, and Donish Shlomo Tiknu Bone Yerushalayim. Says the Ramban, V'kulon, I would underline these words, V'kulon Ein Matbeon Torah. Regarding all three brachos, the matbea bracha is not min haTorah. Nitztavu, nitztavinu min haTorah. Shenevarech achar achilasenu kol echad lufi daito. What does he mean kol echad lufi daito? What is he coming to exclude?
No,
no themes. Forget about nusach. There's no themes. Basically, the Ramban is equating Birkas HaMazon with Tefillah. Just like in Tefillah, the Torah doesn't specify any themes, so too in Birkas HaMazon, the Torah doesn't emphasize any themes. So Rabbi said, what do we do with the drasha of the Braisa and Menchesem and Beis? It's going to have to be in a smachta. It's not a real drasha, according to Ramban. And to prove his thesis, Ke'inyan birchas min yomin raya, you remember that our friend the shepherd, Sha'amar Barech Rachmana Mari Dai Pita. Blessed be the master of this loaf of bread, this piece of bread. And Rav says, Yotza. Not the way the Rashba interpreted the Chiddush of Rav was that he's Yotza as far as the language, the absence of Lashon Kodesh. Ubo anavim. V'tiknu on a nusach metuka on a loshon v'tzach hamalitza v'shaninu bo anachnu od v'golus v'malchus peidov. We made certain changes after the golus and after malchus peidov came to an end, and therefore we asked for the Mashiach to come v'mheira takzer amokom tiv v'yushalayim v'yukachek. All these are now integrated into the post churban nusach, which is all derabon ki ha'inyon tiken shlomo beis dino Haloshim lefi azmanim, v'chein kol ma'ashenachnim v'shabchim bo lekel yis'al lekachu. These are all different ways of expressing and embellishing our shvach, our praise to Hashem. But it's all derabana. The whole nusach is a takana, whether it's Moshe, Yoshua, David, or Shlom. Midoraisa, all you need, says Rabban, is brich mori tahai pita. What I'd like to ask you is, first of all, does the Rambam agree to the Ramban? You know, until now, I see the Ramban as alone. He's the lone sheep against all the other Rishonim. But maybe, just maybe, the Rambam belongs to that camp of the Ramban. And why do I say so? It says, Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah, Levarich achar achilas hamazon, shenemar v'achalto v'savato v'yirachtos Hashem Elokecha. Now I know you'll tell me, well, the Rambam didn't feel compelled to go into detail about the specific themes or the substance of this bracha because he's only mentioning that as an introduction to this bracha, that this is a mitzvah seishal shel Torah. But let's look at the pnim of the Rambam, and the Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, say the birchas hamazon kachi rishonim birchas hazon shnei birchas hazon shlishis bonei yushalayim v'yis tova meitiv bracha rishonim Moshe Rabbeinu tikna shnei tikein Yoshua shlishis tikein David Shlomo b'no revi'is chachmei mishna tiknu. Once again, and maybe my argument is more from the omission of the Rambam, but the fact that the Rambam didn't tell us or hint us that these themes are part of the requirement of the Raisa leads me to believe that maybe he holds like the Ramban.
In fact, the Ramban,
I take it further. I take it further. It's the fact that he puts the fourth bracha on the same level as the other three.
Right.
Points to the same direction.
Correct. And look how he defines the mitzvah in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Mitzvah Seyutes. HaMitzvah Yutes. He should tzivinu levarcho yisala achikol achilo. I mean, Rebbe Shlomo, according to all the Rishonim, it's like Iker Chasim and a Sefer. It's not just Levarech Osach Achilo. It's A, B, and C. It's Zan, and it's Oretz, and it's Yushalayim. But what I want to ask now, and this is the last piece of my presentation for today, is how do I understand this Machlokes? And in this case, I think the Rambam and the Ramban, assuming that's one camp, they have the Yodam al HaTachtona. I think they're sort of on the what's the word I want to use? You know, the burden of proof is on them. The evidence, I think, is tipped in favor of all the other Rishonim, because the Torah itself doesn't just say V'achalta v'savata be'rachta, stop. You know, you can't cut off the pasuk midway. The Torah says V'achalta v'savata be'rachta, as Hashem Elokecha ala oretz hatova, asher nasan lo. And that's what the Brisa says, that you know, you have to mention these, touch on these bases here. I mean, call it an asmachta, but what do you do with the pasuk? So what I'd like to take a few minutes of your time to open up the Targum on this pasuk. And I found something very, very fascinating. As you know, when you learn Targum, there are two basic Targumim. One is Okalis and the other is Yonasan ben Uziel. And more often than not, Yonasan ben Uziel is what I call off the daf. You know, he's like based on Midrashim and all sorts of Kabbalistic insights. And when I want to know Pshat, and that's what Rashi does for us in his Pshat, so I look into Uncleus. And I think if I look into Uncleus, I end up with all the Rishonim, except for the Ramban. Because Uncleus says the following. This is in Dvarim Ches, Pasuk Yud, V'techal v'tizvel tevarach yos Hashem Elokecha, al ara tavso deyoyev lach. Thank Hashem for the good land that He gave to you. There's no kutzim here, you know. Uncleus is giving you the straightforward shot in the pasuk. And that, I think, would support the simple understanding, the Braisa, and all the Rishon. But then I look into Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. And he adds a word here, which I think changes the whole shot. He says the following. V'tevam zehirin v'zmadatun ochlen usvein. Heaven modim umavarchim kodem Hashem Elokeichem al kol peri ara. He doesn't learn al ha'aretz the way we learned it, for the land itself, but for the pre ha'aretz. Now again, in my humble opinion, that's not pshuto shel mikra, but let's take, you know, let's use Targum Yonasan for what we need it for. You know, let's squeeze it out for what we need it. He's saying that the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're required to express here is not for the Ara itself, but for the Peri HaAra. Here you have a Pirish Yonasan on the bottom. He says, Lo Shayach V'Yachaltu V'Yirachtu L'Gabi HaAretz. According to Targum Yonasan, it's not that we're thanking Hashem for the land. El Dukoya Perosera. On the Peros. So basically, I'm thanking Hashem for the Peros, which is exactly what Minyom and Araya did. Brich Rachmanadai Pita. Pita means the Peros. The Pas is the Peros here in this case. So what I'm suggesting here is perhaps pardon the expression, the audacity of the Rambam and the Ramban here to take this Brisa and make it into an Asmachta and say that thanking Hashem for the land and thanking Hashem for Yerushalayim is all an addition. That's a rabbinic requirement that expressed itself and came to the fore in the Takanos Madeos of Moshe and Yoshua, etc. That is based on Targum Yonasan's understanding of the pasuk. Then when the Torah says V'achalta V'savat V'ratz Shem Kach Ala Aretz, it's not a reference to the Aretz itself, but rather to the Peros Aretz, and that indeed is the requirement of Doraisa. That now Yoshua comes along and says, you know what, we have to thank Hashem for the land. Okay, that's fine, that's Takanas Chachamim, and that is a Matbeah Shetobu Chachamim, but that's not a requirement on a Doraisa level. Now perhaps this would shed a light on the Gemara Brachas Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, and with this we'll call it a day. Gufa. This is part of a longer sugya. I'm just pulling out one line and a half. Earlier in the sugya, Daf Mem Tes, the Gemara quotes a statement of Rebbe, which is like one of the Yesodas of Brachos, of Nusach HaBrachos, and he says, Ein Chos Min B'Shtayim. The rule Chokhel Yavar is that one theme, one bracha, one theme. You cannot integrate two themes into a bracha. And this statement of Rebbe generates a whole literature, because whenever you'll see a bracha that sounds like it's really two brachas, we have to figure out how to reconcile that with Rebbe, and with that Dreimit the Thumb, we have to figure out that those two themes are really one and the same. That's always going to be the methodology. Eisvei Levi L'Rebbe. Levi asked Rebbe the following question. Ala Oretz V'ala Mazon. Right? We thank Hashem for the Oretz and the Mazon. Isn't this a violation of your rule of Ein Chosum B'Shtayim? And the Gemara gives the following answer. Eretz, the Mafka Mazon. The land that produces the fruit or the grains. It sounds like what the Gemara is trying to do is it's trying to reinterpret the Oretz here. The Oretz is not just thanking Hashem for the land. If that would be the case, then to thank Hashem for the Mazon would be a separate independent theme that cannot be integrated into the Oretz. So how do we integrate the Mazon with the Oretz? Zot Gemara, Eretz the Mafka Mazon. And that might reflect what we saw in the Targum Yonis and Menuziel, perhaps, that Baruch Atah Hashem ala Oretz v'ala Mazon is one and the same, because Oretz is just a conduit, if you will, a means to an end to thank Hashem really for the Mazon. So it's not two different independent Hodos, but rather it's one single Hodah. And Rabos, I was very excited about this, except that I saw it's against the Gemara. And that's what I want to leave with you today. If you can somehow survive this kasha, then I would be very happy. The Gemara says in Brachos, on Daf Chaf, which was the third source on your page, that women, possibly, are only obligated in Birkas HaMazon to Rabban. Why? Says the Gemara, because it says in the Pasuk, Ala Oretz, and Noshim, that's the way Rashi understands it, so you know, not Luchelik B'Eretz Yisrael. Ribbono shel Olam. If you accept the Targum Yonasan, and maybe that's what the Gemara means, Ala Oretz the Mafka Mazon, why should women be excluded from Birkas HaMazon? Are they less dependent upon the Peros, the Nafka Peros, the Nafka Mazon and the Menor? Meaning, it seems to me proof positive that the Gemara understood Ala Oretz literally on a Doraisa level to thank Hashem for the land, and women do not get a chelik in the land. But if you talk about the chelik in the peros of the land, and that's what the Torah wants, why should women be part of the Raisa and chayv only the Rabbana?
Right, so Rashi has a problem.
Okay, no, I'm just saying, you know, I'm a big fan of Rashi.
Okay, Rashi doesn't go on that.
Okay, just pointing out that, you know, if you don't accept Rashi, you're going to have to come up with another possibility. You're going to have to say that the Gemara didn't mean that, the Gemara meant Bris, and the Gemara meant Torah, which is an approach in Tosfos. And maybe what we have to do, again, if you buy into my thesis of today, you know, it depends, as I said at the outset, what the jury's verdict is. But if you say yay and not nay, then we're going to have to really tie up Tosfos. I'm sorry. We're going to have to tie up the Ramban with the sheet of Tosfos that when the Gemara has a Havamina, Lamaskon, I'm not sure, but at least in the Havamina, the Gemara thinks that women are only chayv in Birkas HaMazon derabanan because Midaraisa are not included in Oretz. It's like Tosfos wants to say that it's a reference to Bris, it's a reference to Torah, and it's not the Oretz and the Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. Does anybody have a Gemara in Brachas here? Oh,
yeah.
I have it here.
Yeah.
So what does Tosfos say over there? I'll just close this for a second and then I'll let you go. Tosfos on Chaf. Tos says, Pirish Bakudjus, the Salkadak lo Machaivid, the Rice Shuk Sival Arts Atov, and Noshim lo not Luchelik Beretz Yisrael. Frek Toysviz, I Benos Slavchad. So, what are you going to say? The Benos Slavchad are obligated to the mitzvah the Rice of Birksamos, but no one else? The Mashin, it's Tavanos Slavchad. Mashin notlu, but it's not Notlu. It's not really Vechelik. It really, their father inherited that chelek and they picked it up from their farm. The tema, what are we going to do with Kohanim Levium, right? They didn't get a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore a Kohen can't be motzi me in Birkas HaMazon. El Yeshlomer, the timer, the siv, al brischa shachasam to the sarenu. Very interesting. That we have to read the next part of the pasuk that says, al brischa shachasam to the Torah shachasam to the sarenu, is noshim lo bibris velo bitorah. So what I'm suggesting is that maybe according to Tosis, we can go back and accept the Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel that the Aretz here, the Chlal, has nothing to do with this whole issue about Noshin, because the Aretz has nothing to do with the Chelik in the Aretz. You know, thanks God for giving me the land. You know, I have a bench roll at home that has pictures. Have you ever seen it? What's the name of the bench roll? It slips my mind right now. We gave it out at my son's wedding. I don't recommend using that bench roll during benching because you can't concentrate on benching. The pictures are stupendous, but when they get to Aretz, you know, they have all the pictures of the land of Israel, but I'm not sure. You know, maybe they should have more pictures of the Pharaohs of Eretz Israel, according to Targum Yonis and Uziel. I think they do have actually one picture of the
at the beginning of that program.
What do they have?
You should publish an edition.
With the Aretz on the
Pharaohs Aretz.
Beginning of that bracha is explicit.
No, we'll stop here.
It's referring to Eretz Israel and not Aretz and Nafka.
No, you're right. It's definitely referring to Eretz Yisrael, but the question is, are we thanking Hashem for giving us the land, or we thank Hashem for the payrolls that come from the land? You know, that's how I wanted to show you this Targum Yonis.
The Hasima is main of Bracha, and the Bracha is talking about the Eretz Yisrael. So you can't say that Al Eretz Ve'Lamot as the Gemara ends.
Well, no, when you talk about the Nusach, the Matbea?
Talk about the Bracha.
But
you're talking
about the Nusach HaBracha.
Yes.
So the Ramban says that's all the Rabbana. You follow my point? In other words, according to the Ramban, again, you're the jury, read the Ramban. I think you'll have to admit to me that the Ramban sees an absolute split here between the Mashmos HaKosuf, the simple pshat in the posuk, which defines my Chiyuv D'Oraisa. What do I exactly have to say? What's the content of my thanks to Hashem? As opposed to my Be'a Bracha. There's no question that the Be'a Bracha with the Rabbanon is about the land itself. The Rabban can't deny that. That's explicit. But the Rabban is saying that's already a takana of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yoshua, etc., etc., etc. As far as the Torah law is concerned, I just have to thank Hashem, like this Raya, this shepherd, that say thank Hashem. You know, thanks for the bread. You know, we in camp, we used to have this thing. I don't remember anymore how we went. You know.
So why thanks for the grub.
Thanks for the grub.
Thanks for the grub. Yay God.
That's the Raya. You know, now we have someone to be cyberclass. That's the Mitzvah D'Oraisa. The now the problem's going to be, if you already said that, maybe you shouldn't be benching it. You know?
No. So what is the Ramban? What is the Ramban saying then? Is he saying that whole process? That all those are the miyutim in who has the bench? What is he saying?
All those expressions are general expressions of how we should thank Hashem, but that's not the Birchas HaMazon. The Chiyuv Birchas HaMazon is simply for the Mazon, nothing else.
But that's
Rich Rachmana, the high people.
But the original question that I asked, and that's what I had in mind.
What do you mean you asked? The whole Shia was based on this question. How did the Ramban understand the Pasuk?
I'm asking the question when they asked at the beginning. That is a woman chayev d'oraisa d'rabbanan. What was the hava mina? The hava mina was that part of Birchas HaMazon is the three brachas and the pratim of the bracha. Maybe they're not the nusa, but the pratim. Because why else is he asking? What is he basing his question? What would the hava mina should be d'rabbanan?
So that's what you're going to have to say. That according to Rabban, the maskana is that noshim achayev is d'oraisa because the essence of the bracha is thanks Hashem for the bread.
Exactly.
For the bread.
Exactly. So what was the question? What was his havamina?
Well, no, the havamina
possibly says that it's the rabbanon, the women of the rabbanon.
Well, lemaskan, I don't know. I didn't check the poskim. I didn't do that research. But I'm saying,
I've always been.
But the Gemara has a havamina that women of the rabbanon.
Well, why would there be a havamina otherwise? That it would be a different.
Right. The Gemara says nafkamina when they could be motzi a man.
I understand. I don't think they could have meant that. And Tosis's answer about Bris and Torah, come on, I mean, the words came after the fact.
Okay, so we're going to have to come up with another pshat. What was the happening in the Gemara that it was the Rabbanan?
Right, that's what I'm asking.
So on both sides, we'll